Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? It's Tuesday. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And before we get things rolling, I gotta say what's up to my people staying fly and dry on the West Coast. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
Hey. What's up?
How you doing?
We're very wet.
Yeah, I'm moist.
Very wet.
Oh, are you moist?
We're moist.
Well, it's gonna be a big show today. Later on, we're gonna talk about, would you let your husband tell you what to wear?
Heck no.
What if your husband was Kanye?
Oh, yeah.
Things change. You have more on that in a bit. Wendy Williams has a new target in her sights, and this time she's going after Carrie Underwood.
But
straight out the gate, congratulations are in order for the University of Alabama. They defeated the Georgia Bulldogs in an overtime thriller last night for the national championship. Ooh. Shout out to Ricky Smiley, who's still running somewhere naked in the street.
Celebrating.
What a game. One of the best games ever. Ooh. Not just the national championship game, it's the best game ever. It was awesome.
Now, Brad, you was riding hard for the Georgia Bulldogs. You're still feeling the effects of the loss. No. Do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Brad.
Well, this might pick you up, because one of the highlights, or lowlights, depending on how you look at it, was Kendrick Lamar. He performed at the first ever halftime show for college football, and fans were quick to call him out for lip syncing.
I got.
He wasn't lip syncing. I saw the rehearsal the other day.
I don't think he was lip syncing either. No. What happens is there's an ad lib track that goes in the back. Like at the beginning when Irie. Then he goes, I remember when. You know what I'm saying? You have like ad libs on the track already.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you're lip syncing through the whole song. Like you need that. He's on stage by himself.
Especially when you're in an outdoor venue, the sound is a little crazy. So the TV track keeps you on track.
Exactly.
Brad, have you ever linked lip sync any of your songs?
Not doing a performance. But during videos, you have to lip sync. You lip sync.
Is that
videos.
Super awkward when you're trying to? Everybody's crowding around and you're just.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of big performances, we already know that Justin Timberlake is going to be performing at the Super Bowl, the halftime show, but we didn't know who's going to be doing the national anthem. We just found out that Pink is going to be performing.
Pink!
And she's also like very outspoken about, you know, President Trump and all that. So it'll be, I mean, I don't think she's going to do anything while she's doing the national anthem.
No, you just go out there and you do the national anthem.
She's going to kill it.
But she did that song, Mr. President, for G-Dub.
That's right.
So I'm hoping she does another one for Trump. I'm hoping she's writing something now.
For George W. Bush, a couple of her lyrics were, you know, you're all into whiskey and cocaine.
And who isn't?
Oh.
I don't know what she's going to do for Donald Trump, who claims he's never had a taste of alcohol, which is, if you haven't had a taste of alcohol, I can't trust you.
How
anyway.
Do you rhyme? Cheeseburgers.
All right now.
All right, moving on. Mariah Carey tweeted about how she accidentally stole Meryl Streep's seat at Sunday night's Golden Globes. A lot of people thought it was just another one of Mariah Carey's diva antics, right, Brett?
Oh.
Why you got it right, Brett? I mean, you turned it into
Gary? That's just my job. Mm-hmm. Well, Meryl just went on Jimmy Kimmel and was asked about the incident.
I saw something that said Mariah Carey stole your seat. Is that true? Yeah. Did that actually happen?
Yeah. Bitch stole my seat. Yeah, I came over and there she was, you know, next to Spielberg sucking up.
I see, yeah.
So she said, oh my God, they made me sit down because, you know, we were moving. They make you, you know, they say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wherever you are, everybody has to drop to their, you know.
It's like musical chairs in a way.
Yeah, it kind of is.
You were left out.
Yeah, I was left out. But I said, no, stay there. And I said, I'll sit on your lap because, you know.
Yeah, why not?
comfy.
She's so cool. It's like, you know what? She's just like, no, stay there. Please don't get up. I'll
but
just sit so on your
lap. But in so many words, though, she was saying Mariah didn't have a career because she was sucking up to Steven Spielberg. So
she didn't say nothing about her not having a career.
No, she would say that about anybody who gets a chance to sit next to Steven
Spielberg. Anyone who sits next to Steven Spielberg sucking up.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's called when you talk to him. It's sucking up.
Right.
Yeah, that's just general.
Because you're going to be smiling like, hey, if you haven't needed me for anything.
Yeah, does he ever have to pay for anything? It's like he goes to Starbucks, like, here's your coffee, Mr. Spielberg.
Exactly.
But I'd be working at Starbucks going, here's your coffee, Mr. Spielberg.
Up next, the Prime Minister of Thailand is sick and tired of your stupid questions.
What?
Yes, recently at a press conference, he told the reporters, if you have any questions about politics or conflict, ask this guy.
There are times in my life that I wish that I could send a cardboard cutout.
I wish you would send one every day.
You damn, just love Frank. Your co-host.
Damn, Heidi, you don't take love. That.
Oh, the things I would do to that cardboard cutout.
Please elaborate.
No, don't.
All right, for now, Atlanta, we're going to be back a little later in the show to talk about Katy Perry and what type of judge she is going to be on American Idol. What do you think? We're going to talk about it in a little bit. Bye for now, Atlanta.
See you later.
So we all know that since Kanye and Kim started dating, Kanye West has had some influence on her style choices, right?
Right.
So on the last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim revealed that Kanye often sends her style memos via email. And the latest trend he told her to ditch, oversized sunglasses. And apparently the whole family is like on board and they're sipping a Kool-Aid because Kourtney, Kendall, Kylie, they all have been spotted wearing these teeny tiny 90s glasses.
Wow. Okay. I don't mind my man dressing me, but to send me an email, I mean, he's so professional with it.
Yeah, like what's up with a text?
Yeah.
Well,
why not just tell me?
Yeah. We see each other.
Yeah, but they probably don't even be together. She don't like him, so she's not even in the same house with him. So send me an email.
It don't sound like they're around each other, because you better not email me and you sitting right next to me.
But, like, let's say if, like, you was deeply entrenched in a relationship, right? And a guy, like, was trying to give you our input on your style choices. Would y'all follow it?
Well, I've been in a relationship where a guy really dressed me. And I will say that moment, the guy did not have any style. But if it's a guy who has good style, I don't... Who cares?
Nobody could dress me.
You would, Gary.
You need a little help sometimes.
You would.
No, baby.
Yes, you do. We all could use other opinions sometimes.
That's
I'm not
true.
Saying all the time. But to me, this green shirt is a totally different green than anything you have on.
Oh, Gary, you are definitely trying to match today.
You are.
No.
Yeah,
bitch.
Gary, show everybody at home what you got down there. Show them your pants.
Now you know his leg gonna be stuck like that for
a while,
right?
Right.
Damn, you didn't make it up there.
Hand is shaking like a leaf.
Well, speaking of fashion, remember this week, H&M had that ad on their website with a black child wearing a hoodie saying, coolest monkey in the jungle?
Oh.
Well, a lot of celebrities have put the fashion brand on blast.
As they should.
The Weeknd, who had a collaboration with H&M, severed ties with them.
Wow.
He tweeted, woke up this morning shocked and embarrassed by this photo. I'm deeply offended and will not be working with H&M anymore.
Okay, that is huge.
It is.
That is huge. That's a big endorsement to lose
it
like that.
You know they're paying him well. And
you know they are.
That took a lot for him to just step up and be
kudos
like, you know what, I ain't rocking with it.
And LeBron James Instagrammed a Photoshop version of the image with the boy wearing a crown and the shirt with Nike's LeBron logo on it and wrote, you got us all wrong and we ain't going for it. Straight up. Enough about y'all and more of what I see when I look at this photo. And Diddy took to Instagram with an altered version of the original ad, replacing the words on the shirt with coolest king in the world and wrote, put some respect on it.
Wow, got that right.
Cute.
But at the end of the day, like, for this to even pass and fly, that goes to show that there's nobody that work at H&M that has either any ethical sense, common sense, or social sense.
Or because, power.
Yeah, because no one would have let this fly.
Right.
Yeah, who let it slide by? How many people looked at it before it went through to print? Are there any black people on the board at H&M?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Well, you know who's not racist and has amazing hoodies? Us! Get your non-racist Dish Nation hoodie, tees, totes, and mugs with my face on it at dishnation.com/dishgear today. And coming up, Wendy Williams has a surprisingly new target. We'll tell you who she's coming for after the break.
I hope it's you.
I hope you're coming for you.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yes.
Well, y'all, Wendy Williams has found somebody new to criticize.
What?
Who she had
every
you
day.
Believe it? Last week, Carrie Underwood sent her fans a letter admitting that she took a nasty fall that caused her to get 40 to 50 stitches in her face. But, of course, Wendy ain't buying
it. She shouldn't, honey.
When I heard about Carrie Underwood, I was more shocked. Did you hear about her? Well, we're not really talking about it because I really don't know a whole bunch about it other than that she allegedly fell down a bunch of steps at her house, broke her wrist. She released on Twitter that we might not recognize her when it's all said and done. I don't know what that means. An excuse for a facelift?
Clap for anything.
That's right, they
now,
need
what?
Them.
Now, come
is
on.
Is there a sign in the audience that says applause that gives
you
the cue?
I don't think so, because when they clap, they look like they mean it. Like the girl, they just, she's like, no.
And she don't even know who Carrie Underwood is, honey.
But y'all know damn well Wendy's telling the truth.
Okay.
So you fall down the stairs, 40 to 50 stitches.
Okay, I have a question with that, but a facelift, look at Carrie. She is absolutely gorgeous, and she's young as hell.
Portia, every person that have a facelift is absolutely gorgeous. They do it because they don't have nothing else to do.
That's not true. They're
older. For the most part, people that have facelifts, honey, they
are older. They're older, and they need it.
They are older.
And just like, you know, they always want to look like how they looked in high school and just always making changes.
If Carrie says she failed, damn it, Carrie failed.
You know damn well Carrie ain't failed.
She's missed a step. And she fell, and she needed the stitches.
And they was That's marble steps, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they did the quality stones.
Yeah.
Set
your face up.
Yeah.
That's a cute excuse, though, BJ. Put that out there early. I know I fell.
You know what? Speaking of Carrie Underwood, a staffer for Billboard made a real ill mistake when he was tweeting about a new song. Now, let's see if you can pick up on the mistake. They tweeted, Carrie Underwood debuts a new dong in an NFL playoffs commercial.
Ooh, is that a sex toy?
Yeah.
Cute,
huh? They totally meant song. They replaced the S with the D, but...
That's why she fell down the stairs and that dong was too heavy.
Dawn had a walking funny. She skipped a step. Apparently, social media is against celebrities having too many kids.
What?
Yeah, weird, right? Well, now Kim Zolciak has announced to Steve Harvey that having 6 kids isn't enough. She wants more.
I just feel like I went back to work 7 days after I had KJ, a couple weeks after I had Cash, and shortly after I had the twins. I didn't really have a break. So I dream of having, like, a baby and just 6 weeks off and living that fantasy world. But...
But you, can't you just have a time off? You got to have a baby.
Well, of course, social media had to weigh in, and one fan said, it's easy to say you want more kids when you don't care for the ones you have.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, that was mean.
Of course she does.
Yeah, but, I mean, she don't really take care of the kids.
And two and two, and it's none of their business.
Don't say stuff like that.
She can do whatever she wants to do.
She does. A nanny.
She takes care of her kids. She has a nanny for help. Don't do that.
And Corey not playing football no more.
He might not be playing football, but he might have other businesses that you don't know about just because it's not all in the news.
Well, let's just be real. Like, he don't need another damn business.
No,
they got that reality show.
Okay.
And they bring in millions.
Oh.
Yeah, they do.
They do. This is what, their fifth season?
Yeah,
or something like that?
On a reality show. They getting their coins.
Each year, your money's supposed to go up, contrary to what you get.
Now, you done made me just go full-blown take up.
Yours go up on your show?
It does.
Because you on the same show I'm on.
Mine does.
But you on the same show I'm on.
Mine does.
But you on the same show I'm on.
Mine does. So you need to hashtag me, too.
But you on the same show I'm on.
Mine does.
So does yours go up, too?
I said yes.
Okay.
I did say yes.
That means mine's go up. How you know about what mine's
going to do? That means you got to...
How do you know
what mine's
going to do?
That you better check on it.
You
better get it checked on, Gary.
How do you know what mine's going to do?
Oh, you're getting so offended. It don't.
This is by far the most polite read session I've ever witnessed.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are smiling and saying courtesy and nice things. I'm like, are they mad or are they...
No, watch your listen up, damn it. After the break, we're going to tell you how a Hollywood couple has been able to make it work for 15 years.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Well, Bo Derek and John Corbett have done what most Hollywood couples have not been able to do.
What's that?
Stay together.
True.
Okay? The two have been together for 15 years without ever getting married, and John recently revealed that the secret to their successful relationship is really simple. They enjoy each other's company, and they make each other laugh.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
I love that.
Mm-hmm. For so long.
There's a lot of weight that comes with putting titles on things. Like, look at Goldie Hawn and her dude. They've been together for, like, a long time.
Forever.
So true.
Look at Oprah and Stanley.
So true.
Exactly.
Great example. John said, after 15 years, we still hold hands. We still have barbecues with friends a couple of times a week. And Bo still laughs at all my jokes. Even though she's heard them a million times, we just enjoy each other.
That meant he got that good, good.
Hello, and yes. She do, too. She do, too, honey.
She's the first woman to wear braids, too, wasn't she?
The first white woman. You know that came from Africa.
Right.
Boy, you better stop playing.
Exactly. She wasn't, but she famously wore them as Bojo.
She got it popping for white chicks.
She did.
With beads.
She was super fine. And you remember him? He was in Sex and the City. He was Carrie's man, Aiden.
Okay. They look good together.
They
really do. She looks damn good for 61, doesn't she, Gary?
She does. So, Portia, would you be able to be with a man for 15 years ago and he never proposed to you?
I think I've already been married before, so I think that gives me the right to not to have to get married again.
Amen.
Yeah. So I might be okay with it. As long as he is all mine,
right.
We have our little world together and happiness,
right.
Come on, let's do it.
Good to me.
Right, good to me. I mean, we're going to have a promise ring or something.
Right. Okay.
We ain't got to have a wedding. We're going to have some type of little ceremony
that
you belong to me.
Why you got to have a you belong to me ceremony?
Because he belong to me. We're going to have a you belong to me ceremony.
You belong to me ceremony.
All right, y'all, it's deal time.
Yes.
Now, I know everyone loves music, and if you love music, you need quality headphones like these Gigs Elite On-Ear Bluetooth headphones. Check them out.
Okay.
Now, these Gigs Bluetooth headphones charge quickly to give you up to 20 hours of music and talk time, and they're designed to be lightweight, sturdy, and foldable, which makes them truly portable. And the best feature is they have a built-in sensitive microphone which lets you take calls while you're listening to music at the disposal of your fingertips.
And these all black are black with a silver finish. Colors that they come in are really sexy, baby, and sleek.
Very, Gary.
Well, how much are these gonna cost?
Well, you know what, Brad? Typically, a pair of headphones like these would cost you about $80. But for our Dish Nation family, they're just
$18. $18? You should have told me this before Christmas.
Hell yeah!
MoneySave.com and get this amazing deal today. And coming up, Katy Perry reveals the one thing she can't do as the new judge on American Idol. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. With the new American Idol set to premiere in March, everybody's wondering who the next Simon Cowell's going to be.
Katy Perry.
No.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Oh, you Team Taylor?
I'm Team Taylor all the way. You got Taylor Swift, yes.
The executive producer of American Idol, Trish Kinane, said that Katy Perry will be brutally honest. But Katy Perry is saying, well, honest doesn't mean mean.
Oh, I've been trying to live by that for a long time. I'm just honest. I'm not mean.
I'm not trying to be mean. I just said you're ugly. Katy Perry says, quote, I'm blunt, but I can't be mean because I'm a woman. Which kind of bugs me that she said that.
The problem here is that you have Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Katy Perry who are still trying to have fans outside of American Idol. So if they come off in a bad way...
That's right. It won't work.
They need a non-celebrity. So I suggest you...
Now, I can tell people they suck at stuff. Not a problem.
Somebody who has nothing to lose because they have nothing
to lose.
Really.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. I can see.
Nothing.
You suck, and what am I worried about? Losing my fan?
And that's a box fan that she actually bought at Home Depot. It's not even like a real person.
He's just being brutally honest. He's not being mean.
I'm not being mean.
It's not mean.
It's a fact.
The show is over, but make sure you go to MorningSave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.